let's review Erev and Daf Chav Beis. Kvitzosos Tal Talim. The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim describes curly locks of hair, but Marukva understands it to mean that sheyesh lidrosh shall call kotz v'kotz tilei tilim shal alachos. We can learn from each crown on the Torah's letters piles and piles of alachos. So the Pasuk continues, Shchoros ka'orev, and gives three interpretations that you will find the Torah with. Number one, B'misha mashkam marav alein lebeis hamedrash. People who come early and leave late from the beis hamedrash, you'll find Torah with them. Number two, Rabba amar b'misha mashkar panav alein ka'orev. Somebody who blackens his face like a raven's face from learning so much, you'll find Torah with him. And number three, Rav Amar B'misha Mesa Matzma Achzari Albanav Al B'nei Beis Ukarav. Somebody who's cruel to his children like a raven is by using all of his time to learn Torah, like Rav Adi Bar Masna, who told his wife that their children can scrounge for wild vegetables while he's away in yeshiva. U'mishalim the son of Alpanav Lahavida. Rabbi Shimon Levi derives from Pesukim that Hashem is quick to reward Rishayim for whatever good they do because it's a burden he wants to take care of, but he delays their punishment for the next world. By contrast, Hashem waits to reward tzaddikim until Olam Haba, in line with the saying that Ayom Lasosam Machar LeKabel Scharim. We do mitzvahs in this world, but the real reward for the mitzvahs comes in the next world. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ad Beis Hasayim. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that the area surrounded by the Pasei Beros cannot be any larger than a Beis Hasayim, because a person may confuse this with a karfif that one cannot carry in if it's larger than a Beis Hasayim. So the Gemara asks whether this is the maximum size of the entire enclosure, or just the maximum size of the bar itself, but then you add another two amos for the enclosure. From the fact that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says explicitly in a brisa that the Beis Hasayim is for the bar itself, Rabbi Yehuda, who argues on him in the brisa, must hold that the Beis Hasayim is the maximum measure for the entire enclosed area. The Gemara rejects that raya because Rabbi Yehuda may also agree that the Beis Hasayim is for the bar alone, and he only argues on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in permitting the Beis Hasayim to be rectangular and not just square. When there's a significant foot traffic that goes directly through the area surrounded by Pasei Beros, Rabbi Yehuda says we have to divert the traffic in order for the pasim to work. But the chamal, the traffic has no effect. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar point out that from the Pesach of the Rabbanon, we can see how powerful mechitzos can be, and that even major traffic won't affect them. But Rabbi Yochanan actually passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that the foot traffic would pose a problem. That's why Yerushalayim, if not for the fact that the gates of Yerushalayim were closed at night, the foot traffic through town would turn the city into Rosh Hashanah, even though it's surrounded by walls. When it comes to two houses on either side of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda holds a lechi on each open side will suffice, and foot traffic will have no effect, because unlike in our case of Pasei Beros, the case involved two full walls. The Rabbanon hold that the foot traffic would pose a problem, because unlike in our Mishnah, there aren't four nominal walls, there are only two walls, even though they may be full, but there are only two of them. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael ein chayev al mishum rishus rabim. Those areas of Eretz Yisrael that have slopes and are difficult to walk through do not have the status of rishus rabim, because it's not like the Diglei Midbar, the Jewish encampment in the desert where the land was flat. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the foot traffic takes away the rishus yachid status of an area surrounded by mechitzos is a mound that reaches a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amos of its base. Consider rishus rabim because of foot traffic that goes over it, or not, since it's difficult to walk over. So Rava answered that it is a rishus rabim as a result of the traffic, even if the slope is so steep that you need a rope or to go single file in order to climb to the top. The Daf concludes with three attempts to disprove Rava's opinion, all of which are answered. First, the Braisa says that Chatzur Sharam Nechasin La Bazu V'Yotzin Bazu, a courtyard that lots of people walk through, is considered a Rishus Rab L'Tumah or Rishus Yochel L'Shabbos. Would have the status of Rishus Rab to be lenient in situations of Safik Tumah, but would be considered Rishus Yochel in that you can carry there on Shabbos. The Braisa is apparently authored by Rabbi Yehuda, since the Rabban would hold it's obvious that the foot traffic has no effect, and still, due to the difficulty of walking through the area, we consider it Rishus Yochel. So Gemara answers that the Braisa assumes like the Rabbanon, and there's no chiddush in saying that it's a rishus yachid for Shabbos. The entire chiddush is that it's a rishus harabim for the sake of tumah. Second, a mavli that has a bar blocking the majority of the path to the rishus harabim is also considered rishus yachid for Shabbos and rishus harabim for tumah. The assumption is that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah, and since it's difficult to walk through the area, the traffic doesn't affect it. Again, the Gemara answers that the Mishnah is the opinion of the Rabbanon, and the entire chiddush is that it's a rishus harabim for tumah. Finally, the Mishnah said that paths of base Gilgal, which which had lots of slopes and were difficult to walk through, have a status of Rishus Yachal, Shabbos, Rishus Rabban Lutuma. Again, assuming this mission is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, we see that the fact that it is difficult to walk through the area allows it to maintain the status of Rishus Yachal. The Gemara answers that Beis Gilgal is privately owned property, since Yeshua gave flat lands to the public and all hilly lands to individuals. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a privately owned land will not be affected by traffic that comes through. And that's the Chazara of Erev and Daf Chaf Beis.